You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam, the faggot. Today, I've got a special guest on the podcast. You know him in the findom space as BJ's Feet. He brands himself now as King BJ. I thought that was me. Just kidding. I'm the queen. But he's a relatively new figure in findom, but he's not new to owning and using faggots. And I really enjoyed talking to him. He came out on a space and I was intrigued by him. And we got to talking and we decided to have a podcast. This was late at night. We did this late last night. So I really appreciate King BJ coming on to the podcast and talking about his experiences with faggots and foot worship. And foot worship is an interesting thing because alphas who, you know, get into using faggots, a lot of times it's through their feet. Faggots are notoriously addicted to feet, and so invariably faggots are wanting to worship alpha feet, and it goes from there. And a lot of times these alphas don't realize the power they that their feet have until they begin to deal with faggots. And suddenly they realize that something as simple as their feet can give them the keys to a kingdom. So I really enjoyed talking to King BJ, and I think you'll enjoy it too. So here is my interview with King BJ.
Target acquired.
This is the Hierarchy Podcast exclusive interview.
Well, I am here with an up-and-coming foot dom in the findom scene. You know him now. He's been rebranded as King BJ. Say hello, Master.
What's up, everybody?
Hi. So the rebranding, what was all that about? So well, you go by at BJ's Feet on Twitter,
yes.
Right?
Okay. That's, so. Yeah, that's my Twitter. My, right. What's it called? Handle? Yeah.
Yeah, your handle. Yeah, your at name. So.
Yeah.
Right. But it's King BJ now.
It is King BJ now.
Hopefully by the time I publish this podcast, it'll still be King BJ.
I don't plan on changing it much anymore. I feel like okay. That's a good...
It's a solid
title
for sure, definitely. How old are you now, Master?
I just turned 22. Yeah, just turned 22. Fresh.
All right. Are you in college or something right now? Or
I am right now. I'm about to enter my senior year of college.
Okay, great. You live with other people.
I do.
And are the college roommates is like a college dorm or something, or
so I live in a house with some guy friends.
Okay. I see. Okay, the alpha pack.
Well, I don't know if they refer to it as that, but I mean, I'm sure others would.
Do you consider them to be alpha?
In a sense, I would. Okay. Not. I mean, not as much as me, obviously, but
right. I mean, they don't have the word king in front of their names. So.
They don't. They haven't earned it yet. But, right. You know, maybe if they put some work into it, they can.
Right. Well, I mean, you would think that a king would have a cleaner throne, though. I mean,
I have no peasants nearby to come pick it up, okay?
Well, they'll have to work on that, I think.
We will.
There probably, after this podcast, will be plenty of faggots offering to be your domestic faggot and clean for you.
I will take them happily in because I need someone to clean. If you can cook, that's another one. I'm trying to learn how to right now, But if someone could just do it for me, that'd be amazing.
Yeah. Why would you have to learn to do that when you can just have people do that?
Exactly.
Do you consider yourself to be gay, straight? How do you figure on that?
I am bi.
Bi, okay. Would you lean toward?
That is a really tough decision.
Because pussy is so good.
I don't know. I do prefer. I just love seeing a boy on my like, because whenever I date somebody, it has to be, they also have to be like submissive in that sense.
Okay.
And it's just, there's something about seeing a guy submit himself beneath me, even in a relationship. So it just makes it harder.
Don't you feel like guys in a general sense, if they're submissive, they're really submissive. Like, you know, you can get them. The guys will go farther than females will allow themselves to go, you know.
That I would say that is true, because I've had a lot of experience where I can push more boundaries with guys than the females I've
They're so liberated. Females are so liberated now, they can't allow themselves to give in to what is their natural position. I'm sorry, like I believe that women have rights and whatnot, but like ultimately they're supposed to be below men in terms of, you know, the power dynamic, if we're going to talk about it. And I used to get in trouble on Tumblr all the time when I would say stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had death threats and stuff sometimes.
Oh, sure. I feel like Tumblr's just like that place, though. I feel like everyone gets death threats. Like, you could breathe and someone's going to be pissed off.
Blog is about flowers. Why are you threatening my life?
Yeah, they're like, well, I hate those fucking flowers and you should die. I'm like, okay, well.
Fuck you. I hate peonies.
I mean, it's a dangerous place over there.
It can be, yes, for sure. Lots of neo-Nazis there. Anyway, so the foot thing, how did that develop? Like, what was your first memory of your interest in feet, your feet, whatever?
So, that's a really good question. I'm trying to think back here.
Look, I asked the hard-hitting questions here.
You do?
This is a podcast that's going to challenge you.
I think back in high school, I've told the story to a couple of people, but I had a friend who I found out was into feet through like Truth or Dare, because Truth or Dare would always escalate into him underneath my feet.
Oh my gosh. How many people whose lives have been changed by Truth or Dare when they were kids? Lots and lots of
stuff. It makes you aware that I don't think anyone should put
my dick in your mouth, and next thing you know, like they're
fighting. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, Truth or Dare led to so he would always, I don't know, like I don't remember specifics obviously because it's been years since I've been in high school, but he would always end up underneath my feet. And so finally, like, I caught on. I was just like, do you just like my feet?
Yeah.
And he goes, honestly, yeah. And so then after that, he just worshiped my feet.
Mm.
And then, so then I kind of like looked into it because I was curious about more like
the psychology of what's going on there.
And also, I mean, it can't, like, the guy says he wants to lick your feet. He was like, at first you're kind of like, what? But then, like,
so it wasn't an interest from you specifically. It was other people at first.
They led me to be like, oh, okay, my feet are awesome. I mean, obviously they're awesome, but
they are awesome.
Just kind of like showed me that like I can do more than just walk with these babies. I can control people with them, and basically, and it's, I mean, that's just a hot, like, that's a hot idea, just to know you can control somebody with your feet.
It's weird, though, isn't it? Like, I'm a huge foot fag, okay? Just like virtually every faggot is, you know? And even the ones that say they don't have a fetish for feet do, okay? I don't give a fuck what they say. They're lying, okay? But, and I'm going to get in trouble for that. I'm a huge foot faggot, and so, like, your feet are beautiful. I love male feet in general, and they do control people. Like, I've seen it.
I've seen it myself.
You've experienced it. Yeah. When you wear flip flops or whatever, sandals, I hope you don't wear sandals. Ugh. Sandals are gross, but like flip flops.
I do not wear sandals. I just actually got a new pair of flip flops. Funny enough.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, when you go out and you're wearing flip flops, do you notice people looking at your feet?
You know, I'm trying to think. One, yes, but it wasn't when I was wearing flip flops. Funny enough, when I was at work one time, I was wearing like these really nice loafers. But as I usually wear, okay, so this is the thing. I wear my shoes sockless all the time because I don't see the point of socks. Okay. unless I'm stinking up with like a pair of socks for somebody, I won't wear socks.
Okay.
Wasted time. But there was this guy and he noticed that I was wearing like my loafer sockless and he just kept staring at my like sockless.
Your, loafers. Like your ankles?
Yes.
He was obsessed with the fact you didn't have socks on.
Yes, he was. And he even asked, he's like, "You're not wearing socks, are you?" I'm like, "No." Like, and this guy was like,
"You're like, hey, buddy, we're in the middle of a business meeting. Could you stop?
Could you please stop looking at my feet? Like,
could you kind of focus, please? we're in history class. Could you stop talking about my feet?" So you find it distracts people. Your feet.
Oh, the feet definitely distract people. Even like covered up, they can distract people. But also, I think a part that plays into that is like, I'm not gonna lie, my feet, they definitely have a very specific smell. And sometimes it just gets really strong. Like in class, people will be like, "What is that smell?" And I know immediately what they're smelling because I know it's my feet. And I'm just like, I don't fucking know.
I don't know what it is. Why do you feel like you want to like kiss my feet?
Do you like it? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Right. Do you feel like they do subconsciously like it?
I feel like some do. I won't say everyone likes it.
No.
Because I know some people are like terrified of feet, which I think is hilarious also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's definitely some people I feel like, because I know I can smell it, and so I know they can smell it, but they never say anything. And so I'm just like, oh, so you're enjoying it, aren't you?
I mean, I do think that some of them do. Like, you know, faggots definitely do, you know, because...
Oh, I mean, obviously.
Right. But like, you know, you have your feet, the sweat of your feet have pheromones and stuff in the sweat that attract faggots, you know. So it's kind of just with the weird science of the whole thing, you know. It's like,
I mean, I believe that because, I mean, I've seen them take a whiff and then they go like feral. And sniff. It's crazy. Like, it turns into animals. Yes. You see some of my videos on my page. There's this guy in my car, like my very first couple of videos I posted with a guy. And like, you can see him. He's just like, he was normal before we started. And like, just like, I don't know if it's the moment or if like, just like you said, my little feet pheromones, but he started going crazy.
Right. It's subspace. He was in subspace, basically.
Yes, it took one whiff and he was ready to go. And I mean, I remember that session because it was right after the gym and it was ripe. So I'm sure it got him going.
It's strange, isn't it? Like, it's just they're just feet in a lot of respects. Like, they're the lowest part of your body. Generally, you weren't thinking about them before people started showing an interest in your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And now they are. Now they produce money and they
what subject... I'm known for at this point. Damn.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, your account is BJ's feet. So like, yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. You're a foot dom. So now when did you realize that you were a dom? That you were an alpha male?
I think it was, I would say back in high school, yeah, I would just, like, after my friend basically submitted to me, and I was just like, at the time, I didn't know what it was, but...
The foot fag.
Yeah.
Okay.
My first one. Well, right. Back in high school.
The first one, yeah.
I don't know, I just like the idea that I was basically controlling him with my feet. Like, in class, I would wear my flip-flops, and he sat beside me, and I would just, prop my feet up on his desk, and...
So you were okay. So you were teasing him all the time, for sure.
Oh my god, all the time.
Yeah, right. I have a kind of a theory that, and maybe you could, you know, add your two cents to this theory, but like, that alphas who understand the power of their feet use their feet on purpose to trigger submission in other people. So they'll put their feet up on their bare feet or their flip-flop feet up on like countertop, you know, or like coffee tables and, you know, couch, you know, get it in people's face, get their feet mm-hmm. where people can see them, you know, specifically. I feel like you guys do that on purpose.
I mean, I absolutely do. Like, if I know you're staring or you are submissive to my feet, I will definitely throw them in you, like, put them out there for you to look at all the time just to tease you with. I like to tease people, though, like, specifically. That's one of my, like, things I like to do as a dom. I love teasing. Right. And so if I can make your head spin by kicking off my Air Forces and waffing my toes around, I'm definitely going to do that in your presence. And you're going to feel weak in the knees, and I'm just going to sit back and watch the show, basically.
Right, right. So when was the first time you used a faggot sexually? Like, just foot worship.
Not just foot worship.
Like, when did you really comprehend that, like, the guy from high school was a faggot? He was your faggot. Like, that you owned him. Like, and when did you kind of make that connection?
So, I knew that he was basically, like, my property. Because mm-hmm. there was this one time I did cross country in high school. So, I had, like, very sweaty, stinky fucking feet.
Right.
And it was one time after practice, we were hanging out, and, you know, like, at this point, I caught on, it was just, like, and so I didn't wear socks to practice, it was freaking hot, and my feet were, like, literally, they were probably the worst they've ever smelled ever, not gonna lie, and I...
To you.
To me, I don't know how he felt. Well, I can, let me get to that part.
Yeah.
And so I made him worship my feet again, and I kid you not, it was so bad, he threw up.
Oh, wow.
But then he came back the next day for more. So then I was like, basically, this wasn't about him. Like, this wasn't, like, just, like, a fun thing anymore. It was like, I own you.
Right, right.
Because you're going to keep coming back, even though these feet are fucking nasty.
You just puked, and then my feet made you puke, and then the next day you're right there again, you know.
Mm-hmm, sniffing on them. Right. Like, I think that's when it's clicked. I'm gonna say.
Okay.
And I'm like, so basically, you're mine.
Yeah. Exactly. So how did it progress from there?
We kind of did more and more.
Did it turn you on that he was turned on by your feet? That he was being possessed by your feet, basically?
I think the more we did it, the more it kind of, like, at first I was like, you know, because sometimes
it's fucking weird. Starts,
you get past the, I can't believe this is happening right now.
You in history class. In the teacher's asking questions. You know.
Yeah. You're staring at my feet. After so many times, I just kind of liked that he was basically becoming lower than me with each time we met. Because it just got,
but that you were kind of dumb. You're mean.
I mean, I'm not mean. Let me clarify. No, mean has bad connotation. Seen. What's the word I'm looking for?
You're not a destroyer alpha. You're aggressive. You know.
Yeah, I can get aggressive. Mm-hmm. What's the word I'm looking for?
Aggressive.
Sadistic.
Okay, sadistic. Sadistic.
Maybe that's the one I'm looking for.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Where I'm like, I'll keep pushing it, like, I won't wash my feet for 3 days, and I'll see how you react to that. Something like that. Like, I just,
how many times do they throw up whenever, how many times can I make them throw up in a session? That kind of thing.
that sounds like a mean part, but yeah, I was just like, how far can I push this? Because
yeah.
I mean,
there is no limit though, Master. That's the thing. There's no limit. You know,
I mean, yeah, there's some,
you've come to found that.
Find
that
I have. I've pushed some boys.
Yeah.
34.
Right. and then you laugh that wicked laugh. So yeah, I get the sadistic part now. So when was the first time you used a faggot sexually?
I want to say in high school I did.
Okay. Was it that kid that puked? or was it somebody
else? I won't say.
Did that faggot ever get your cock or no?
He never got it.
Oh, okay.
Funny enough. I never gave it to him. He's probably mad about it, but no, I never gave it to him. Right. I made him work. I was like, maybe one day, and then...
Yeah.
Here we are. I don't know.
Right, right. He's down there crying and puking while you have another faggot sucking your dick, and it's just the faggot's down there going, why can't I? Ooh, why can't I? Why won't he let me suck it?
That would have been really mean.
Because you're puking,
faggot. If there's only a time machine.
But if you only knew then what you know now.
Yes, if I knew just how much potential I had with these bad boys.
Yeah,
definitely
would
have done a little bit more.
So high school, you found a faggot in high school.
I did. I found another one. There's actually a couple.
Was it? Oh, okay. These were high school faggots, like in high school?
I want to say, how many do I have? Maybe just the two, actually. Well, there's one, but it's like after high school. I knew him in high school, but now he's come to me and it's like,
he admitted it, finally could admit it.
Basically. Yes, and has since served me. So I'm going to say two in high school.
Okay. But one you specifically did kind of own. You owned a foot fag in high school, mm-hmm. and you had a sexual faggot in high school.
Yes. Okay. That's good. Yeah, that's good.
I felt like we had to sum up at some point.
I started to lose track.
I don't have a flow chart. Okay. It's in the middle of the night.
Timeline.
Right. I forgot my whiteboard. So, all right. So how did you come to get that first faggot in high school? How did that happen?
You're asking about the sexual one.
Yeah, the sexual one.
Okay, so this was another friend of mine, funny enough.
Yeah.
That's
how it usually starts. That's my high school. My first alpha was my high school friend. So
I feel like, I don't know, you just develop that trust with somebody and then you just like you admit to everything. So subs, it's okay. You can just tell everybody, it's fine.
Was it another truth or dare session?
I think it was.
After the foot success, you're like, every weekend, let's play truth or dare.
I just want to know.
Look, BJ, we're not playing that all the time. Come on.
Why not? I used to, because I was curious where it would go. So I would be the one who's like, let's play truth or dare. Because I want to see who's going to be like,
right,
submissive.
Of course.
And so, it started with truth or dare, but we had a version where we called it like, with ultimate dare, basically. And so it was, there was no truth, it was full dare, and it was just like, he just kept being like so needy, and his task, like his dares were just like basically him submitting to me. And so like my brain at this point, I kind of knew what was going on.
So he was kind of coming out as a faggot to you through the dares.
Yes. That's actually a really good way to describe it. And I mean, you can just tell me, or we can do the dare thing. But either way, it's gonna be the same result. So
let me just calm down your throat. So what did the faggot do the first time? Did it suck your cock?
Yes, he definitely. Yeah.
Or you just straight up fuck it?
No, I wouldn't. I have a rule. I will never fuck on the first meet, but okay. I had known him, but like even then, like I have stuff where I'm like, you gotta earn it. Like it's not just something you get.
Yeah.
Like I'll decide when you've worked hard enough for it. So he just started out with my dick. Yeah.
Sucking it.
Yeah, he did. Very good. Okay. He was great. I said about it. I'm just like, what are you doing now? He's married, actually.
Oh really?
Yeah, he's a wife.
It's terrible, isn't it? Like, he's never going to forget the taste of your cock in his mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm sure he won't forget some other tastes too, but.
Really? So what other tastes were we talking about here?
I don't know if this is the podcast to talk about this.
Yeah, it is. It is actually. Did you have it lick your ass?
Okay, so I've told this again. I've told this story to some people, but it's like I swear it's the worst thing I've ever done to one of my boys. But so yeah, basically I had him. I used him as toilet paper.
Okay. And, yeah, I mean, this is not the first time I've covered this. Okay.
So. Okay, I just want to make sure. I was like, I don't know. I haven't listened to this podcast. I don't know how.
You can literally say anything on this podcast. Okay.
Okay, great, fantastic. But yeah, I basically. Well, he's being super whiny and like.
Oh God! So it was a punishment.
Okay. It was a punishment.
This was your sadistic side you were talking about.
I told you it comes out like especially whiny. Like I don't mind like being needy. Right. Like super whiny, like in front of me.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm gonna put you to work.
Mm, okay.
So
you took a shit and then you had the faggot lick your ass clean.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the faggot did it?
Oh my, he begged not to.
I'm sure. Yeah.
He's like, just let me wipe it. I was like, No, you're gonna lick it clean.
And so the faggot did.
He did after protesting.
Okay, now how did that make you feel?
Oh my God, I can't tell you the power trip I got after that. I mean,
you can. This is an interview. You can tell me.
I mean, fair. I just it's like I don't know how you describe it because I feel like other people will get it like after they've done something similar in my shoes, but you just feel like I don't want to say like a god because I feel like that's cliche, but. You just feel powerful.
You're like, king, a king, or something like
that. A king, that's the king. You're like, I have this guy being my fucking toilet paper.
Yeah.
Because he wants to serve me so much. Like, he craves to serve me that he would do this terrible, disgusting thing.
Right.
I mean, I was definitely very hard when he did it. Not from him doing it, but just from the idea of he was so beneath me in the moment.
Right. And then after it was finished, it was like, can I suck your dick down? And you're like, fuck no, you just ate my shit.
Literally, I was like, no.
Get the fuck out of my house.
yeah.
That would be really sad.
It was so bad. Like, I was like, you have to leave. His breath was so bad. I was like, you gotta get out of my house.
I mean, it wasn't minty fresh, terrible. Master.
No, it was not. Oh.
Go home, brush your teeth 10 times, and like, you know,
I'll call you in a week and we'll see.
Eat a bunch of strawberries or something, I don't know. do you get into piss play at all?
I have a couple times, not something that a lot of people ask for. So I mean,
they eat your shit after you they eat your shit, literal shit, but like they don't. Piss play, nobody cares about.
They're over at that point. I mean, they're like, I've already gone so far. Yeah, I can't. That's nothing anymore.
Right. I guess so.
I mean, I mean, I enjoy it. Yes. Yeah. I mean, any like anything like that, like using a fag as a urinal. I'm like, yeah, I'll fucking use it as a urinal. What the hell? Yeah.
Okay. Now that faggot that licked you clean.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't, well, what else going to say, you know?
I mean, yes.
The toilet paper fag was in high school?
Yes, it was in high school.
That's advanced. That's.
I know.
You passed go. Like, you were just like, go. Like, you're a Monopoly. It's like, full
blast. Well, at that point, I had been like, looking in the stuff and it's like what do other people do to people like this, and so like
people like this.
I didn't know the word at the time, but right. You know,
but you like, you recognize hierarchy though.
Yeah, I mean,
you were already recognizing there was a difference between you
were lower than me. Yeah, they were serving me. They were my peasants, I will say that, because king. But
yeah sure.
But yeah, I was just like, I want to know, because I like to have fun. I know, and I'm like, fags will do whatever they love whatever you do, but
yeah.
I like to learn what makes people click, and so like I'm trying to get ideas to figure out what makes my boys click. Even in high school, I was just trying to be like, what can I test to see what their limits are and how can I push them. And
well, apparently there are no limits, right? I mean,
well, that one, there was definitely no limits. Oh,
well, it tried to have limits, but you wouldn't allow it to have limits.
I know. I was really, it was so whiny though. You had to be there. You had to be there to see.
You would have been cheering me on.
Anybody would have been like, yeah, you're going to eat my shitty ass.
Yeah. So after that faggot, who's now that faggot's now married?
Yes.
The faggot that licked your shitty ass clean is now married to a female.
Mm-hmm. And I think about that every time I see him.
And you see him still?
Oh yeah.
Like,
I mean, I don't see him, like, he doesn't serve me anymore, but I see him.
Right, I know that, but...
Okay, I just wanted to clarify. I was like, no, I just...
But, like, you see him at the grocery store or something with his wife or something, and...
Yeah, and his child, and I'm just like,
he's got a child?
He's had, yeah, a whole lost child. But I'm just like, do you know? Obviously, you don't, but, like...
Right.
I know.
And he knows.
And I'm sure he knows. I just think about, like...
Yeah. The mental gymnastics you have to do to get through to that point, it's got to be, you have to, I don't know what kind of level of denial you have to be in to, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even understand that.
Yeah, I mean, I won't lie, he has asked to serve again, but I feel like.
Okay.
I feel like it's weird. I mean, I should just let him do it, but like.
Yeah, you should. Like, why I don't not?
Know. I feel like.
Do you feel like you're like breaking their sacred bond of marriage if you have him serve you again?
I won't say it. I mean, how sacred can it be if he's begging?
Yeah. Well, look, you already know that it's a sham, right? I mean, like it's he's retreated into marriage to try to hide from what he is.
True.
I see it all the time. You know, on the website, that's one of the I have several, you know, kind of charter reasons why I have that website up. Mm-hmm. One of them was to keep faggots from doing what that faggot did, because what he's done now is he's involved this girl's life.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gotten her pregnant, and now she's they have a kid together. Meanwhile, he's a faggot. And it's not going to go away.
Yeah.
You know, he's not doing what he was born to do.
Which, yeah, I mean, true. I mean, after what I've seen him do, I just, it's hard to envision.
Yeah, I know. He's kissing the kid goodnight, you know. And
Don't remind me. I have thought about that. I'm like, ugh.
Right.
I just wonder if there's traces of me left.
There are inside.
I'm sure inside.
Yeah, you guys, your DNA is in his bloodstream somewhere. Did you fuck that faggot?
Did I fuck him? I did not actually.
Okay.
In high school, I wasn't. I was.
You weren't into fucking, just blowjobs, basically. And
yeah, back in high school, I was more into just like suck my dick, get the hell out.
Right. When did you have sex with girls for the first time?
I want to say after high school. I was too involved with my boys.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, I mean, you get blowjobs on command anytime you want. Like, it's...
And there's just any hassle, you know, you just like...
Yeah, exactly.
Come over, I'm going to play my game, you're going to suck my dick, and then you're going to get out, and then I'm going to keep playing.
Oh, I thought you were going back to the truth or dare game.
Oh no, we were past that point.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, right. I was gonna say, were you that in denial still? So, you'd be playing video games and just have one of your faggots come over and suck your cock while you're playing video games. That's a huge fetish. You realize that with the faggots, like. It is like
I have now because they like to just like the ignoring. They're like.
The ignoring thing, tool, yeah.
There's an object, like
yeah.
I realized, but then I didn't realize that I'm just like, I'm busy, but like, I want to. My dick wants to be busy too.
Right.
And so it just you know, happened.
So you're not the type to just play video games while you get your dick sucked?
Oh, I mean, I would absolutely. I still would. But like, I also like to sometimes like to be involved. You know, like sure. I really love being verbal.
Okay.
And so, but I also mean, if you want me to ignore you, say less.
Yeah. Right. But you have a good verbal game, from what I can judge on your videos and stuff. So, yeah. So what faggot wouldn't want you to be telling them, you know, do this, do that, good boy, the blah blah blah, good faggot, blah, you know, stuff like that.
They do. They work harder when you tell them you tell them they're a good boy, and it just activates something in their brain, and they're just like, I am a good boy. I'm going to work harder.
That's right. I'll show you good boy. Yeah, exactly. Definitely.
I love saying good boy.
Do you? Okay.
I do.
Do you like good boy over good faggot?
I don't know. I also do like to say faggot whenever I'm
using.
I mean, like to be more commanding when I say faggot, though. I don't like rewarding good faggot. Like, good faggot doesn't like feel a reward. Like, good boy, they're like, oh, hell yeah. But like, I'm like, lick my feet, faggot. That's
commanding.
Makes more sense to me. Yeah, the command. Commanding. Yeah. Definitely you say faggot.
For sure. Yeah. Do you feel like the word faggot has a certain amount of power to it? Clearly you do, but
I do. I feel like there's so many people. I'm trying to like. I always ask. I'm like, what do you want me to call you, boy, whatever? And it's usually faggot. They want to be referred to as this.
I know. This see
name, and I'm just like, okay, I don't fucking care. I'll call you that. I mean, I can.
that's what they are, right?
You know. Yeah, I mean, that's what you are. Why? Anything else.
So, right, exactly.
I mean, slave's good too, but I mean, I just the word, I don't know, maybe just because like, just how you say the word faggot, like you just click something.
Yeah, exactly.
Say sometimes, you know?
Right. I mean, I know the word has power. I will not come off using the word faggot. Like, I don't care. The world comes down on me all the time for the use of the word faggot. I don't give a fuck. I'm not coming off of it, so...
I feel like
my website's called Fags Worship Alphas. Okay, so guess what? It's in the name.
I mean, it's been used. So, like, I don't know. I feel like it's just a. I won't say it's just a word. I mean, obviously,
it's not just a word. It's not.
It's not a word. It's
slave and faggot. They're not equal words.
No, really. It's just. Yeah, it definitely has more. It just has more kick to it, I guess. I don't know. I can't explain it. I don't know why it makes people just crazy, but
you said yourself just now, like when you want to be commanding, you go to that word because it makes you feel something.
True. I mean, yeah, shit. You're right. You're right.
That's right. You're not gonna weasel out of this one, okay?
No.
So. In college, when you went to college, did you start hunting faggots in college, or how did that work?
I did. I mean, since I was well aware of everything,
yeah, you know, right.
I was just like, I mean, I enjoy having my feet worship, so I'm constantly. I mean, I will, I will have anybody at them at this point.
Oh yeah.
Anyone who wants to serve me, I'm like, hell yeah, you want to worship my feet? Hell yeah.
Well, now you got an internet following of people that want to serve your feet. So
you don't know how good that feels. Ugh. You know how amazing. I wake up every day and I'm just like,
I've got all these faggots everywhere. Yeah.
And so yeah, so college, I was just like, sure, let's see what I can find.
Okay. So do you currently own any faggots, like live, like in-person faggots, like local faggots that serve you right now?
Do I own any of them?
Well, I mean.
I'm trying to think. I know what you mean.
Yeah, okay.
I have a couple, I would say. I won't say I own them just yet. I mean, it's hard to own faggots when you don't live
by yourself. That's true. Yeah.
And so, but there are a couple I have. Also, I have under my control.
Mm-hmm.
When I hit the gym and I like text them while I'm working, I'm like, "What are you doing?" And they're like, "Nothing." I'm like, "Okay, so meet me in the gym parking lot in 5 minutes."
Okay. So then they meet you and they suck your cock or something or what?
If they earn it.
Okay. How does that work usually? Do they have to like worship your feet first before they mm-hmm. suck your cock? Okay.
Absolutely.
So it's always tied to your feet.
Usually. I mean, there's other things they can worship, but you got to do a good job with these boys before.
Right, right.
But you're the bigger boy.
Right. Yeah, that's a shame. So you're in your senior year, so you're about to be free of the living situation, you know.
I am.
The constraints of that.
Very excited.
What are you going to school for?
I'm going for pre-med.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. That's great. That's great. So you're going to be in school again?
Yeah, I'm graduating school to go back to school.
Right.
But there's no med schools in this area, so I have to leave. So I'm going to be leaving anyway.
Right. Interesting. So you'll be out and about somewhere in the country hunting faggots. Do you know where you're going to go? Like what part of the country you're going to be in?
That is a really tough question because I don't.
Okay.
Because I'm indecisive when it comes to school.
I mean, you got to kind of come up with something soon, right?
Yeah, I should. I'm also like the worst planner when it comes to, like, okay. I'm very last minute at everything.
Okay.
I know that is terrible, but
well, maybe that's why you need to have a couple of in-person faggots that you own that can be like your secretary.
Take some stuff off the plate, you know.
Right, yeah, exactly. Secretary faggots and, you know, like personal assistant faggots, that kind of thing. Yeah,
yes, they're
useful for that too. So yeah, that's. I mean, hopefully you'll get a situation where you can get some privacy, you know, or something.
Yeah, that would be very nice.
Yeah. But eventually you will.
Oh, for sure. I know I'm definitely going to have some privacy coming up very, very soon.
Yeah. So do you have to head home with your parents or what's your immediate plan before your next level of college? I guess it would be medical school, right?
Mm-hmm. That would be the next step. Just.
Are you going back to your parents' house or where are you going?
I hope not to. Because, I mean, that's just a definite vibe killer.
Yeah.
So. Probably stick around here for a bit longer.
Okay. I'm just kind of trying to get a feel for like when you might be able to open up the floodgates and let faggots come in and start really worshiping you. Go ahead.
Next summer. I'm just going to say hopefully next summer.
Okay. All right. Because by then you're going to have 10,000 faggots online. They're going to try to serve you in person, you know, so.
That is true. Ooh,
or
try to keep them all straight now. Can you imagine that?
Just keep paying, boys. So when did you get into the FinDom space? Like it was a few months ago or when did you learn about FinDom?
I learned about FinDom. I'm trying to think. Because my page basically started just me being a foot dom. I'm just like.
Just showing off my feet.
Yeah, showing off my feet. Get people looking, wanting to come worship them because
literally on Twitter you were doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. It wasn't like Instagram or anything like that.
Oh no, I've never worked with. I feel like Instagram pages. I always see people are like, I started my Instagram page, and then a week later they're like, it got taken down.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm not gonna waste time with Instagram. I knew Twitter was grungy, dirty. They don't care. And so I was like, I'll start there.
Yeah. And I mean, you could do the whole Blumpkin thing on Twitter, you know, like
You'd have faggots eating, licking your shitty ass clean on Twitter. Twitter would not even.
I feel like I'd have to make a whole other page for that because I mean,
because I love it so much. I've got so many videos of it. It needs its own page.
I have no videos currently.
Right.
That's but I feel like, I don't know. I feel like this page is pretty exclusively
feet
serving my feet.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll throw a pit in there if I'm feeling really generous, but
right.
I forgot the question. What am I answering?
About how you got into FinDom. So
okay. I sidetracked so much. I forgot. So I had a boy approach me and he's like, "Are you into FinDom?" I'm like, "No, I mean, I've never done it before, but I mean, if you want to pay me for, if you want to give me money, I'm not going to argue." And so he asked for me to bully him with a video, and I did, and he sent me $15. I was just like,
$15. Oh, what a cute little tribute that is.
it was amazing at the time. It was like,
right
I just make $15. And so
now you make $150. Now you make $1,500, you know.
So. Oh my god, I got this past week I made $100 to take off my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty fantastic.
What's that largest tribute you've received so far?
The largest one so far?
Yeah, so far, because it's going to go up. Yeah, so.
I'm going to say 300. I feel like, yeah, 300 was.
In like one drain.
But I don't. Just all together.
I mean, I don't feel like you do a whole lot of Skype sessions and things like that. You know,
I've been trying to get into Skype sessions.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's hard with zero privacy. I got to wait until.
Well, I mean, we had trouble even getting the Skype session going between us. So, yeah. By the time you get the Skype working, the faggot's lost its interest, or it probably came already. And, like, it disappears. But,
or he's asleep. You know, it's like 1 o'clock. You're like, oh, 2 a.m.
Right.
Gotcha.
But how did it make you feel when you started getting money through FinDom?
That was just like, wow.
Do you get turned on by it?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, yeah.
Ooh, when I see my Cash App notification and it's like $100, $300, I'm just like, life's great. Amazing.
I'm amazing. I love you, feet. Thank you for being honest about that, because a lot of times I talk to alphas and they're just like, "Nah, I don't get turned on by it." Bullshit.
I feel like that's no. If you're participating, there is some part of you that enjoys that.
What are you fucking doing it for if you're not getting turned on? You know,
I mean, like, they're probably doing it for money if they're not.
but I just don't agree that they're not turned on by it. Some of these guys are making $10,000 at a time.
Yeah, I mean, it's
some of these alphas
on even a little bit, but it's probably
something
wrong with you.
Right, you need to go see some sort of urologist. but I'm glad it does excite you. It's supposed to, you know. I mean, it is a sexual fetish, you know, so.
That's true. I forget that sometimes, but that is very true. People get off to the just sending you money.
Yep, exactly. That's right.
Amazing. Yeah,
right.
I love my life.
I have a new Maserati because I'm a FinDom. BJ, how did you get that Lambo? I don't know. Just blessed, you know, I guess.
Just Amazon.
Amazon.
Yeah, they have everything.
Yeah, virtually. It's funny the number of faggots that they'll use FinDom to get alphas into
using faggots. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of a, it's definitely a gateway drug for a lot of.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I could definitely see that.
Yeah. A lot of straight alphas find their way to using faggots through FemDom. They're like, what the fuck? You know, like they have like a weightlifting page on Instagram, and these faggots go, do you know anything about FemDom? They're like, what the fuck are you talking about? You want to pay me money because I lift weights? Like, what? And then next thing you know, they're showing off their bulge on Twitter, you know, and they're showing their asshole on Twitter, you know.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So, yeah, it changes lives.
It definitely, I feel like, yeah, it definitely introduces some people to stuff they probably didn't think they were going to do ever.
Ever,
yeah.
Man, I'm straight. I understand. Yeah. I understand. Well, sort of, but, you know. Well, I mean, they might still be, but, you know, there are straight guys that use faggots, so you know, whatever.
True. I've seen. I've heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've never brought any faggots over to your place where you're at right now.
I have not.
Mm-hmm. Even push that line.
I feel like it would be too hard to explain.
No, I mean, it wouldn't. This is my faggot. We're going to go into my room now and I'm going to fuck his mouth. You have any questions? They'll be like, no.
They're like, thank you for telling us. Like, oh.
Can I suck it next? You know, you never know. There might be a closet faggot living with you. You never know.
I mean... So there's one way to know truth or dare. I told you. It's the gateway. It's the other gateway.
Right. Pull out your tried and tested method there, I guess. So what would be your kind of ideal situation going forward with faggots? Like, do you want to have a house full of faggots when you get older? Or, like, do you want to have, like, a couple of live-in faggots? Do you want to have any live-in faggots?
I would, ooh, a couple would be nice. Not gonna lie. I would say a couple. I wouldn't want a lot though.
Right.
I feel like a lot would be.
What do you, like 20? I mean,
20 is pushing it. You know, you gotta.
20 is definitely pushing it for sure. Like,
because you know, you gotta reward them sometimes, you know, keep them on track. But
right.
Two to three, like you can keep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, here's your foot, you mm-hmm. get,
and here's your cock. right. Yeah, I mean, I know a couple of straight alphas in Canada who own 2 and 3 faggots, live-in faggots. So,
that's a good amount.
Yeah, definitely. They're in college, also.
Nice, so. Good for them.
Yeah, they actually the two alphas I'm talking about in particular. Moved in together with their faggots. So they have 5 faggot live-in faggots, and those 2 alphas, they're all living together in the same place.
Oh, wow.
I know. These are straight guys, too. Like, see, like, the things are changing, Master. Mm-hmm. Things are definitely changing in the world.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
The old rules aren't applying anymore. These straight alphas are like, Why should I settle ever? I'm gonna have the whatever I want, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, yeah. Why would you settle on me?
Exactly.
It just makes your life easier. So why not?
Right. Well, I mean, faggots can definitely be a problem if you don't have the right ones.
Okay. Yeah.
If you're not training them, there are definitely issues there.
But, true. Very true.
But you would have to train them. So. And I don't think you've really gotten into much training of faggots, have you? I mean, you've owned a couple of them, I guess.
I probably haven't trained anyone because I feel like I would have to develop my training.
Yeah, of course.
To be, I mean, specific to me because no one's going to want to be served the same way. So
I have to
think about that. I have never thought about training.
Yeah, I mean, training is very important. If you're going to own faggots ever, you're going to have to definitely train them, you know?
Yeah.
So
makes sense. Noted.
You just never had an opportunity to really run wild with that, really, because you've been in school stuff.
Yeah. School takes a lot of my time up.
Well, but your living situation, I mean, so you've been living with that people also. You know, you can't, it's not easy for you to do that kind of thing if you don't have a space to do it, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah. Very, very, very true. That space really does hinder.
Right. I do think you would be a very good owner of Faggots. So you're very laid back and in a lot of ways, and you're affable, you know what I'm saying? And you're dominant. And it seems like Faggots would be naturally drawn to want to, you know, serve you and, you know, do what you tell them to do. So,
I mean, I haven't had any complaints yet. So just know. I work good with my boys.
Are you doing a lot of meetups right now, or?
Since it's summer, I'm trying to get more scheduled up.
Okay.
But again, since it's like, I can't have you here. I mean, if you like, I'm having some boys maybe come travel up here this summer, and I'm going to come visit their hotel room.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, that's good. yeah, that's definitely workable, you know. I was kind of wondering because, you know, your account has gotten large enough that certainly some faggots would be wanting to meet up with you. So
there's a couple. There's a lot of people want to come. I'm just like, I got to figure out because I work too. So I'm like, I got to work here, but also figure out how I'm going to schedule you in to.
Right.
See, I just need someone to do this for me. Schedule everything. Schedule my appointments.
Well, I mean, like the faggot will just have to work around your schedule, you know, like this is why you're not there to please them. They're there to please you.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. That's great. So this summer you're going to have some faggots come out.
Yep.
Like, what part of the country are you in right now?
Missouri.
Oh, you're in Missouri. Okay.
See, it's like the dead part. Like, so like people are like, you're living in Missouri. I'm like, yeah, there's not much else to see besides my feet. So they'll take up most of your time.
I mean, it depends on where you're at in Missouri. You know.
That's fair. But I'm in the shitty part. So,
okay.
We have grass and trees.
Right. There's forests. There's forests.
They're cutting them down.
Okay. There's a meth lab in that forest over there. That's the other thing.
See, there you go. That sounds like where I'm
from. Okay. Well, that's great. Master, it sounds like you have a pretty good grasp on how to use faggots and stuff. And and it sounds like your feet are ruling the world. I love how you, so it was so natural with you, like, you know what I'm saying, like the way you came to owning faggots through your feet was so natural. It just seemed like
it's kind of blossomed from stupid truth or dare game.
Can you imagine your life without faggots and like Findom and this all this other stuff
at this point? Absolutely not. Like, I know I'm going to continue doing this for a very, very long time because there's just nothing like it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fun and rewarding for me, and I mean rewarding for my fags because they get these feet.
Oh, right there, yeah, exactly. All right, well, Master, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. It was you've definitely caught my interest from the very first time I saw your feet. Obviously, I'm a foot fag, so I was like, okay.
It's something natural.
Wait till you smell them, boy. bring a barf bag. I'm just kidding.
Just like, you think you like the sight of them, but like, promise you, the smell, it's just, I mean, you either really like it because, you know, there's some boys who love stinky feet, but.
Sure.
Or you really hate it, but you're going to work through it for me. I know you will.
Of course, Master. All right. Well, I really enjoyed talking to you, and thank you for taking the time. And I know it's late at night, you know, so, but here we are.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Master.
End transmission.
He's such a jocular kind of guy, you know. He literally does sound like that college frat boy alpha that every faggot lusted after back in the day, or maybe is currently lusting after someone. But it's nice to talk to him. Clearly he loves the attention of faggots, and even though he likes women quite a bit, and he still uses women, faggots are much easier for his lifestyle, and they give him much more worship. And so he seems to be very fascinated by this new power that he's found in Findom and online, where, you know, faggots are tributing him lots of money because he's got beautiful feet. And so I think any faggots that are listening should hit up King BJ. It's at BJ's feet, BJS feet. You should hit him up, buy some of his stinky socks, because apparently his feet are legendarily smelly. So if you're into that, which I know you are because you're sick. Then I think you should hit him up and buy a pair from him, because I'm sure they'd knock you over. So, and of course he's also looking for, if you watch the video of this podcast, you will have seen that his place is filthy. So he definitely needs a domestic faggot. So I would offer that as well. So I hope you enjoyed the conversation as much as I did. It was fun, and I thank King BJ for coming on the show. That's all I've got. I've got a couple of other interviews coming up this week, I think. Hopefully, we'll see. So stay tuned for that, and I will talk to you later, okay? Love ya.
Bye.